Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. This morning, another totally live show from the Joy Studios in downtown Melbourne. Going to shine a bit of light into some interesting changes the federal government's proposing around AGMs and superannuation. Our guests are going to explain, perhaps complain, challenges, have the odd opinion, and who knows, perhaps we might get a bit of gossip. Stay in, tune in, stay alive. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne and the world on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au, available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy's flagship news and current affairs show, which is also the longest running. We bring you the news, opinion, questions, and hopefully some answers we're all being challenged by in this time. We're honoured and privileged to bring you current affairs from a queer perspective. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning is the unperturbable Tass. Paul is on paddle, Fiona on social media, Gordon on podcasting, and we've got some really interesting guests today, Tass. Starting off with
a bit of fiction, Macca. We're going to have a bit of fiction to start off with.
Well, yeah, well,
based on sort of.
Oh,
reality.
Sorry, I thought you were talking when we're talking to the politicians. This is faction, though, isn't it? Is this faction?
Funny, Macca. We're going to speak with Sarah Dwendovi, who's an author, actually, a writer, has written a very, very interesting novel. It is fiction, but it is based on reality. A well-known novelist, actually.
A bit like Donald Trump.
Who's actually written about Jared Kushner.
Ah.
Who's Trump's son-in-law, in case you don't know.
Yes.
So, interesting conversation with them.
And that'll be interesting because, yeah.
As we lead into the... the big election, Macca, the big one.
That's right. You know, as to who's it going to be? Is it going to be Uncle Joe or the kidnapped chimp? Who knows?
Let's see. Well, we're going to talk a lot about that because we're finishing off with Nick Rees,
who's
a bit of an expert on USA politics. So he'll certainly give us his 5 cents worth.
Well, I'm going to... Paul, I have got a little curly one for him. Ask him something he may not realise.
Oh, you love doing that with him.
Yeah.
We're going to have a double session with David Davis.
Leader of the opposition in the upper house. Shadow Minister...
And he's got a million ministries, Macca, hasn't he?
Shadow Minister for Equality, Public Transport, Infrastructure...
And there's a few more, but we haven't got
and
the
polling?
List
do you think he does any polling?
I don't know about that. No? We'll find out.
Could be interesting.
But he's very generous with his time and we always enjoy speaking.
He is, and look, you know, I've got to say, we usually don't have an issue getting a government minister or a representative of the government. For a long time, Tass, as you know, we did have a big challenge getting shadow ministers from the Victorian Liberal Party.
That's his.
And... You know, to Michael O'Brien's credit, he's kept his commitment and made someone available at least once a month. Now, what they say is up to them.
Of course. But it is good to engage, and we want all politicians of all flavours to engage with our
community.
That's
right. Even the Greens, when they look at their watch and realise they should have been on air.
Macca, then we're going to speak with Jeff Wilson from Wilson Asset Management about virtual AGMs and a couple of other matters, including the Myer AGM, which I think will be very interesting.
Yeah, I think it is,
I'm
too.
I'm interested in his views because I've just come off the back of my very first virtual AGM that I actually had to chair, And I was astonished at how successful it was.
And I think
it actually exceeded my expectations and everybody else's.
And I think the difference here, Tass, is that you and your board worked to a standard, right, to a set of protocols that you set up to ensure that people could be heard.
Engagement?
Yeah. And the
transparency?
Novel concepts for company boards.
Yes, maybe.
Right? And also we're going to ask Jeff about the government's plans for, they call it My Super. Now, Jeff is a funds manager, acknowledge that, but he's actually rare amongst fund managers in that he takes public positions. Other fund managers don't. Some of them are popular, some of them are not, but he's doing it to represent his shareholders and investors, and this is unusual. I don't always agree with him, but, you know, it's what he does.
Well, he advocates for the interests of his shareholders.
Yeah, I mean, a novel concept.
And, Macca, we're going to finish off with something that maybe a number of us aren't aware of, but tomorrow is Transparent Day.
Transparent Day, not transparent.
I know. I did that very deliberately, Macca. I did that very deliberately. So Michelle Shepherd, who's been a previous guest of ours.
Been on Joy a few times and been on SatMag a few times.
Yes, she has.
And I think has also served or given a lot of input to a number of inquiries.
She has. I recall the first time Michelle came onto our show and told us her story about child.
Yeah, wasn't one of them about women and exercising? Wasn't one of those...
No, that's not Michelle.
That wasn't Michelle?
No, this is a different one, Macca.
we've definitely.
I know what you mean.
We've spoken to Michelle before.
Anyway, how's your week?
Yeah, look, pretty good. It's lovely to be less restricted. Tass and his partner are coming over to have dinner with myself and my partner next Tuesday. I thought we'd be the first, but you've already been somewhere for a dinner, haven't you?
No, we haven't been out, but Ian was cooking dinner for us last night, and a couple of friends just phoned in, and we just said, we're home, you're home, come over.
Come for dinner.
And they joined us for homemade pizza.
Fantastic.
And we had a couple of pizzas, and they had many bottles of wine.
Oh.
Many. And it was lovely to have people in the house. It's the first time we've had people in the house now for months.
Because you're not a big boozer, Tass, are you?
I had a glass of sparkling.
A glass?
Maybe a glass and a half, actually.
Ooh, you laid your ears back.
Well, I noticed that there were four empty bottles in the recycle this morning, I thought, geez, they really put it away.
Well, it wouldn't have been Ian. Ian drinks it a little bit more.
He likes a drink. He likes a drink.
He does like a sip.
Yeah, he likes a drink. I have no capacity. I've never had it. And I've, even as a child, as a 19-year-old.
As a child, I thought I'm a bottle, I was a bit of Retsina in the baby's
bottle. I was the one
that
drove people home on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. God. Well, it would have been a slow trip anyway.
Well, it doesn't matter. I got them home safely. Yeah. That's all that matters.
Now, quick question. Have you tried your birthday bottle of Muscat yet?
Not yet. No, I'm saving it.
What are you saving it for?
Special.
Oh.
We've got a message here.
Yeah.
What's your view about the Australian Rugby League player Dan Palmer coming out this week? And that's from Johnny.
Look, I think any sports person that comes out, I admire that. It shows a lot of courage. It also tells us a lot about the sporting code in which they're in, how that code behaves, how the fans behave, how the media report it. As all of us that have come out know what a difficult thing that is to do.
Yes.
It's even more difficult, in a very high-profile position where there's a lot of partisanship. So
I'm looking forward to the day, Macca, where coming out is no longer a concept.
Well, occasionally, as I've used this before, I used to ask people sometimes in work environments or whatever, I'd say, oh, so when did you realise you were straight?
Yeah, it's a good one. Hey, Macca, what's the time? Have you got your watch on?
I have. I have, yes.
Hey, what a story that was.
Well...
What do you think? Do you think...
Look, I get different views. I've spoken to some business...
We are talking about the gift of Cartier watches.
Well, number one, if I got a Cartier watch, I'd go, well, why don't you give me something decent?
Yeah, okay.
But I thought I've had a lot of very different views from different business people that actually have spoken very, very well of Christine Holgate, and others that haven't. Look, I don't know her. What I do know is that Australia Post turnover has increased immensely, billions of dollars during COVID, and they've made another $30 million profit. So there's something not right, right?
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the CEO authorising gifts from the public purse.
Or perhaps it depends what her delegation authority is.
Perhaps. But what do you think about that? Do you think it's appropriate?
Look, I don't think when you have a system where people are well remunerated and there are bonus systems in place and they've done exceptional work, well, guess what? The bonus system should recognise that, right? That's what it's about. That's what it's about. Whether it's a publicly funded organisation, whether it's a commercial, shareholders, I think if you have a bonus system...
What message does it send to people out there whose incomes have dried up, whose jobs have disappeared, whose businesses have collapsed?
Oh, it slaps them in the face.
And I think that's the message here. Yeah. I think that's the issue.
Yeah. I think, the Prime Minister...
A $3,000 Cartier watch...
Well, some of them were more than that.
Oh, were they? I didn't realise that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a... Look...
You're not a Cartier watch aficionado, Macca.
No, look, when Cartier, when they lend their names to tarting up crappy cars, which they have over the years...
Have they?
Oh, yeah, special Cartier upholstery and all sorts of stupid nonsense.
Oh, dear, mate.
Yeah, look, in terms of designer watches, they're a bit Kmart.
Well, they're a bit passe now, aren't they?
That's right. I'd rather have a David Jones.
I mean, if
you're
going to wear a watch, wouldn't you want to wear an iWatch?
I wear a watch that actually has some history.
Yeah, you do too. Well, so do I, actually. Mine's so old, it's very historical.
Anyway, look, we're indulging our... indulging.
I'm told that Cartier watches are not worth $3,000. What are they worth? I don't know. Tell me.
Some of them, they actually spent $20,000. Some of the watches were more than six. So they're actually four different watches with different prices. So obviously some people got a better watch than others. Hierarchy. So they went from best and less, reject shop, Kmart and Target. I'm feeling a bit naughty this morning.
Oh, I can see that.
I was cranky before the show.
You certainly were. Technology was beating you, I noticed.
Oh, look, I had to print something out, and the printer at home doesn't work. And Tess said, well, why don't you just put
Just, Macca, if you spend just a little bit more money...
No,
it just... It actually connects itself for you.
No, it does all that. No, it's got an error. So...
Chuck it out. Get another one.
Yeah, well, I'm going to, but that means I have to install another one, and I'm not good at that.
No, as I said, you spend a little bit more money and it does it for you.
Anyway, Jonathan, my partner, is back on Monday. His first job on Tuesday is fixing the effing printer.
Well, I've got to say, I got myself a new mobile phone device.
You have.
It arrived on Monday. I was so excited. I could barely contain myself. I couldn't get to it quickly enough. Unfortunately, I was busy all day.
Did you have connection problems like you did last time with
Telstra? No connection problems. What I did was that I literally placed my old device next to my new device, pressed a couple of buttons, and it just transferred everything over magically.
Yes.
It took about an hour because I do have about 150 gigabytes worth of stuff in my device. My entire
music library. No porn, though, people. He doesn't have any porn.
Well, it's boring. He's interested in porn.
Yeah.
Never been my thing.
Now, I did, just before we go, something I heard during the week which...
What, from me?
No, saddened me a little bit.
Oh.
Mike Abeed has left Telstra.
Yeah, but the positive side of that is it's rumoured that he's perhaps looking at a new role.
I'd suggest he would be.
And the new role, I suspect, because of what we know about him and his leadership style... will not involve providing gifts of watches to senior executives.
Well, I don't think Mike knows what a watch is.
I think he might be right about that. I think he's so technologically advanced that he just looks at his device.
Yes.
Doesn't need a watch.
Look, it could be.
I was sad about that, but I actually did see the positive side of it, so I think it's going to be good news.
Oh, yes, and people I know at Telstra have spoken very fondly of him and the change that he's brought about in that division that he was running.
And I think the people at Australia Post will love him. Oh, God. Oh, did I say that?
Oh, Tass, look, you're probably just putting the putting the mocker on him. God. Australia Post. I wouldn't be CEO of Australia Post.
But think about him. He's got great values.
Yes.
He's got a great mind.
Mm-hmm.
He works really well with people. He engages his people. He empowers people. He really gets the best out of his people. Yeah. He's a great manager. He's a great leader.
He is.
So if anyone's going to turn it around, I reckon he will. But, as you know, Macca, the fish rots from the head.
It does.
It needs to be cleaned out.
Yeah, it needs to be cleaned out and it needs to be gutted.
Macca, you've got an announcement to make.
I do. Thanks, Tass. Look, we had a couple of calls and I want to thank Greg, who rang up and asked about the AGM. It is at 3 p.m. on Sunday the 29th of November. It will be via Zoom.
A virtual AGM.
A virtual AGM. Myself and the other directors...
I'm happy to assist you with that, Macca,
I'm sure you will. We'll be here. We'll actually be in the Joy building here.
Mm.
Around a really, really big table. November 29th at 3 p.m. If you haven't received the notification, Greg, I'll pass this on and make sure that you do. You'll be able to join online, and we're also going to have, I hope, a lot of questions.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.